This is Steve Eggleston of No Runny Eggs with Waukee County Executive and candidate for Governor Scott Walker.
Good to be with you.
Good to meet you, too. How are you?
Outstanding. Had a great morning thus far, a great lunch. Mm-hmm. Was just up speaking with James T. Harris, mm-hmm. and he always does an amazing job. And really, the sense of the convention has been very strong. People are, like me, are not satisfied yep. with where the state's headed, and they want to believe in Wisconsin again.
Yeah, speaking of which, are there any specifics that Governor Doyle and the Democrats that are running the legislature are doing that have you concerned?
Yeah, without a doubt. When I look at 2 weeks ago, the unemployment numbers coming out, we saw one of the highest unemployment rates we've seen in the past. In fact, the highest jobless rate since mm-hmm. 1982. Unemployment now is higher in Wisconsin than the national average. We've lost 112,000 private sector jobs in the last year. To me, that's just unacceptable. I'm not satisfied where we're headed. And even worse, you know, Governor Doyle now has the largest budget deficit in state history, a budget deficit that's actually one of the highest in the country. So what has his solution been? And the solution really appears to be Senate and Assembly Democrats as well, and that is to increase overall spending by nearly 10%. And to pay for that, he's talking about raising taxes in total by about $3 billion. That, to me, is a recipe for disaster.
Well, that leads me to a point. The $3 billion in tax increases is not going to quite cover the $6 billion in additional spending. I know that the stimulus from the federal government is supposed to take care of most of the rest of that, but that's a one-time deal.
Right, and that's the big worry, is that you've got $2.9 billion worth of tax increases, which in and of themselves are bad for jobs. They're going to be bad for workers as well as employers. But you take on top of that another $3 billion plus of stimulus money, which you're exactly right, is one-time money, which means the new governor, hopefully Governor Walker, will have to work with the new legislature and figure out how to cover that hole to begin with. In our case, our commitment to the taxpayers is we're going to fund it by controlling government spending. We're not going to do it by passing it on to taxpayers in the form of higher taxes, because we can't afford to. We can't afford it not just in the price we pay, but we can't afford it in the price of jobs we're going to lose if we go down that path again.
Yeah, one of the concerns that some of the out-state Republicans have is that you're a Southeast Wisconsin, specifically Milwaukee County Republican. How do you overcome that?
Yeah, well, I think two things. The more they know me, the better off we're going to be, in the sense that I grew up in Delavan in Walworth County, a small town, about 7,000-8,000 people in the south central part of the state. I've got small town values of hard work and courage and dedication and teamwork. Those are values that stayed with me even when I moved up to Wauwatosa and first in the assembly and now as county executive. So I'm going to take those same values and apply them to being the governor. Secondly, I think instead of being afraid of it, what they should look at is, and people all across the state realize, that I'm not the typical Milwaukee politician. Unlike many others in the past who from Milwaukee are tax and spend liberals who want more money to take more money away from the rest of the state and do it without any accountability, I'm the opposite. I took on the Milwaukee political machine not once, not twice, but three times, and we've won. Imagine what we could do taking on the political machine in Madison and winning for the people of the state.
Well, a lot of the spending that the state does is money transfers to school districts and local and county government. Any specific comments about that?
Without a doubt. If we're going to control government spending, part of that means controlling costs with the local government as well as state government. At a time when everybody else in their own personal lives and every other employer, every other business in this state is tightening their belt to get through this recession, it is amazing to me that state government is the only place where they're not tightening their belt. And I look at things like state employee wage and benefit packages and say, we got to find a way to get that under control, because when so much of your budget is in personnel, we've got to find a way to control that. And everybody else is doing it. You know, I bump into workers all the time who say, hey, my job could have been at risk, but my employer offered us the opportunity to freeze our pay or to pay more for our retirement or health care benefits. We took it because we wanted to protect our coworkers' jobs. Why is it that government's the only place that isn't doing it? I'm going to do that.
Well, speaking of business, Governor Doyle has not exactly gone after business, trying to keep them in the state, losing them to places like Louisiana and Michigan.
Well, and that's a huge problem, because I said it's a combination of Jim Doyle is bad for the workers and employers of this state because his policies are bad. Tax increases, higher spending, pouring on, making it more difficult to reform education, pouring on more burdens for frivolous lawsuits. All those sorts of things make it difficult when it comes to the policy of attracting jobs and employers to the state. But worse than that is indifference. This governor in the Thomas Industries case in Sheboygan appears to be indifferent about the needs of our workers in the state, because when he had a chance, he left it to a low-level bureaucrat in the Department of Commerce to make the pitch to the Thomas Industry officials while he flew on a plane to Spain to talk about spending stimulus money on trains. Instead, Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, put on a full-court press. He put together a package that got 280 jobs to go from Wisconsin down to Louisiana. What I've told people, particularly in Sheboygan, but all across the state, is Tommy Thompson would have never allowed that to happen. And if I'm elected governor of this great state of Wisconsin, there will never be a time when any worker in this state looks the governor in the face and says, my governor didn't do everything in his power to make sure these jobs didn't stay in Wisconsin. That's the difference. You know, Jim Doyle believes in government's the solution. I believe in the people and the employers that make the state great.
We have seen the campaigns in recent years become more and more expensive. Do you have the money to compete with Jim Doyle and all the leftist special interest groups?
I think we're going to be in the right ballpark. We don't have the most, but we've got to have enough to be close. We're going to make up whatever gap we have with the strong grassroots network we have out there, but certainly we've got to have enough to be in the same playing field. For us, we're on the right track. Through the end of last year, we raised $419,000 through the end of the year. That's more than Mark Green raised at this point 4 years ago. That is considerably more than Attorney General Jim Doyle did 4 years before that as a candidate. And Jim Doyle himself, as governor, has raised about $250,000 less through the end of last year than he did 4 years before. So he's raising less, we're raising more. We still got a long ways to go, and we're not going to make it up through the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars that groups like WEAC and the Trail Attorneys and others spend out of Madison. We are going to make it out of $10, $20, $25, $50 contributions from people who go to scottwalker.org and mail in things and do things for us.
Well, thank you for your time. Good luck in the primary and hopefully the general election as well.
Excellent. Good to be with you. Perfect.